SDGs, 8 Decent Work and Economic Growth. Promote lasting, broad-based, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. The problem is not that we want more wealth. The problem is that we define prosperity in terms of material possessions, said Dennis Meadows, economist. Work makes up a large part of our lives. It determines our everyday lives and at the same time enables us to live, eat, and much more. Never before has so much been produced and consumed in the world as today, be it clothing, food, or technical devices such as cell phones and cars. In this context, economic growth plays an important role in the fight against global poverty. But growth alone does not automatically lead to greater prosperity or good jobs for all. 650 million people worldwide live in poverty, even though they work. More people than ever before are now living in forced labor, where they are treated as the property of others, either temporarily or for life. Around 40 million people worldwide, working in agriculture, the textile industry, or raw materials extraction, among other sectors. On average, around 60 slaves work indirectly for every German. Global production chains make it almost impossible to guarantee that there is no forced labor in a smartphone, a t-shirt, or a cup of coffee. Children, young people, and adults around the world still work under extreme, dangerous, and exploitative conditions, earning only a pittance. Many families are forced to send their children to work instead of school because they are too poor to feed their families alone. According to UNICEF estimates, 150 million children between the ages of 5 and 14 are already working worldwide. Most of them live in Africa, followed by Asia. They often perform activities that are detrimental to their physical and mental development and also place a heavy burden on the environment. Another major obstacle to decent work is the shadow economy. This refers to work without taxation and regulation, or legal, for example, garbage collectors, and illegal, moonlighting crime activities. This has a negative impact on income, social, occupational, and health protection, and general working conditions. The shadow economy creates more poverty and poses a major challenge in pursuing the goal of decent work for all, both in Germany and in other countries. An overview of the SDG 8 targets by 2030. Maintain per capita economic growth in line with national circumstances, and in particular, annual GDP growth of at least 7% in the least developed countries. Achieve higher economic productivity through diversification, technological modernization, and innovation. Promote development-oriented policies that support productive activities, the creation of decent jobs, entrepreneurship, creativity, and innovation. Improve global resource efficiency in consumption and production step by step by 2030, and aim to decouple economic growth from environmental degradation. Achieve full and productive employment and decent work for all women and men, including young people and people with disabilities, and equal pay for work of equal value by 2030. Take immediate and effective measures to abolish forced labor. Protect labor rights and promote safe working environments for all workers. By 2030, develop and implement policies to promote sustainable tourism that creates jobs and promotes local culture and products. Strengthen the capacity of national financial institutions to promote and expand access to banking, insurance, and financial services for all. Increase aid for trade support to developing countries, and in particular, to least developed countries. What I can do. Find out about production conditions and choose fair companies. Support trade unions. Buy regional products. Advocate for better pay for underpaid divisions and support them by understanding any measures, such as strikes. Be informed about your rights and those of others.